Okay, great. So, hello and welcome, warm welcome. So, for this edition of Happy Hour, I'd like to invite us to explore metta, loving kindness, love, friendliness. So many different nuances of this quality of the heart. To explore this from a selfless perspective. So, I just finished teaching a retreat on emptiness, and part of that was exploring the self, how self is the reference point of everything in our lives and in our thoughts and in our senses. And what if we notice that? And what if we play around with shifting perspectives? And actually, I see many of you who are on retreat. So this will be a continuation of our exploration on the retreat. And for those who weren't on the retreat, no problem. Whatever you need will be shared with you. So coming into it with beginner's mind. Let's just get into practice. I won't say much more. Let's just explore with an open mind, with beginner's mind, and see what arises. So I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, whatever that might be, if you need to shift and move this body. Ah, if you need to lie down, if you need to set up, sit up straighter, see what your body needs. Shift, move to a cushion. And first and foremost, as always, we arrive and land with the body, with the breath, to stabilize the attention, to stabilize, calm the mind. To arrive with a sense of seclusion. Quiet, silence internally. Turning our gaze inward and opening to perceptions of the body. Sitting, sensations of the feet connected to the earth, touching the floor. Maybe the legs, the underside of the legs, contact points, feeling the contact, arriving, really connecting with the earth. With each breath, relaxing, relaxing, softening, giving the weight of the legs, the feet to the earth. Similarly for the sit bones. at the abdomen, lower abdomen. Relaxing, softening. And opening, expanding awareness, relaxed awareness to include not just the lower body, but the upper body. The trunk, the chest, neck and shoulders. The arms, the hands, relaxing, softening. And all the muscles of the face. The entire body receiving the breath. The entire body being breathed. And no need for a breather or a doer. Breathing happens on its own. Thank you very much. Allowing your awareness to be expansive, to know the breath, the sensations of the breath in the body. Without the need for a control tower, but perceived, received in itself, in the abdomen, in the feet, in the chest. Sensed in and of themselves. And if you notice thoughts arising, as they will arise, notice the self-reference, the self-referential frame of reference. Noticing it kindly, gently, without any judgment. With curiosity and openness. Oh, interesting. Look at that. With kindness, as if you're looking at a friend's thoughts. And gently asking, wondering if the frame of reference of the self could be relaxed, jiggled, released. As if letting go of helium balloons, they can just float, be on their own without you needing to hold on to them as me or mine. See what happens. Be curious. And then always coming back to the breath and the body being sensed as the anchor, calming and settling. And notice if this inquiry, curiosity about letting go of the self-reference creates more ease, more space. And the sensations in the body, for example, if there's any fatigue or aches, can they be felt in and of themselves? As if awareness wasn't localized, was spread in the body itself, not localized in the control tower of the head. But even a slight loosening of identification bring more ease. Be curious. Don't push it though. And what if it's loosening, even for a moment, this letting go, the self frame of reference when the thought comes up, maybe judgmental thought, self-judgmental thought. Letting go of the frame of reference, you, 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 me, me, me. Just for a moment, letting the thought float. Or if it's a sensation or ache in the body, just letting it float and be. That letting go. That moment of loosening, releasing. See if you can open up, perhaps. Explore on your own. That moment of releasing can open up to vastness of love, of care, of compassion. As an entry point. Again, you can start with a thought, maybe a thought that has some clinging, some dukkha, some pain, challenge in it, or something in the body, pain and ache sensation. Notice the frame of reference of the I, me, my. See if it's possible for this thought or sensation to just be as it is, floating, letting go of the self as the I, as the frame of reference, my, me, I am this, I am that. And in that moment of release, see if there's an opening up into ease, goodness, care, love, compassion, however it might show up for you. Experiment. And if the thought comes up, I'm not getting this, this isn't working, use that. See if you can jiggle the frame of reference of that. I'm not getting this. This isn't working for me. Ah, release the I. Relax into what opens up, the spaciousness. Relaxing into, opening up to space of goodwill. As if you're landing as if landing, resting. The mind, the body. Relaxing into a spaciousness of goodwill. When the eye is released, the heart, the mind heart, can land into a spaciousness of openness, of goodwill. And ease. Can the self-reference be released for even a split second? Regarding a particular sensation or thought, be curious. And for the last moments of this period of practice, thoughts are coming up. Self-referential thoughts about this period of practice. I was distracted. I was sleepy. I was uncomfortable. I didn't get it. I. Notice the self-judgments, if any. Self-reference of the I. And see if the statements, the self-reference, can be loosened. The thought can be just floating. See if that opens up, releases something. Into spaciousness and the opposite of self-judgment, which is metta. And release. Thank you for your practice. So, with the invitations today, I admit for this session, they may have been a little more on the subtle side, needing a little more settling of the mind. Stability of the mind, more quiet of the mind, quiet in the mind for an opening for this exploration to give fruit. So I'd love to hear your reflections. If even for a split second, this letting go of the frame of reference of the self opened up for you. There was an aha, and then opening up to a space that was more spacious, more easy, more filled with metta and friendliness. If that were the case for you, even for a split second, would love to hear from you. If you would be so kind to share, Don, please.
Hey, thank you so much, Nikki. It was challenging practice and subtle. And for me, and maybe for others, but for me, I tried to sort of just change, like physically change my point of reference and sort of look at myself, maybe from the perspective of a friend of mine and or somebody else. And to sort of observe sort of the pain or the sort of the thoughts or whatever is going on. And it sort of, whatever was inside me was sort of floating up the pain and whatever. And it was just sort of this self-contained thing that people could see. Anyway, that image was helpful. That's all.
Yeah, thank you, Don. I really appreciate how you're explaining it. That's a beautiful way to explore the shifting of perspective. Wonderful. This is lovely. Great. That's one way to try this shifting of perspective, as you were saying. Like, wow, what if consciousness wasn't localized here? It was from the perspective of my friend or outside or a compassionate being. And then you said it was helpful. Is it okay to say a couple more words? What was the nature of it being helpful? What happened?
Yeah, so um, I uh, I often have a lot of doubt and about many things. And in during meditation, I have doubt about, hey, am I doing this right? And and I get a like a tension, and it's like this, it's like right around my belly button, this sort of like this, and it's just like, anyway, that was released a little bit, and it it sort of floated up.
Nice. So what I'm hearing is that it was the sense of doubt, am I doing this right, which is habitual self-doubt, and this shifting in perspective, there was a release. It released both physically and the doubt itself. There was just a release into more ease, into what I would call more freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely. Beautiful. Yay. Thank you for sharing it. This is exactly what I was pointing to, and which is exactly that shift of reference. It's like, oh, something releases physically as well as in the mind to more ease, into more spaciousness. And what I would invite you is notice if in that ease, there is more, there's more kindness, there's more love. If you notice that, or next time to check it out.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Don. Violet, please.
Hey, I had a few interesting experiences and a question. I had this moment at some point, your invitation was something like, along the lines of like, your body doesn't need you to breathe, like breathing is going to happen. And it felt like all of a sudden my sort of conscious self was who, like, it's like they were like a CEO who thought they were in charge of the show. And then all of a sudden it was like being at like a boardroom table, looking at like all the people who were actually doing the work for you the whole time. It's like, I thought I was in charge of everything. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, my foot, like, my foot does work without me. Like, I don't, it's doing its own thing. And it's what I realized recently, if I've noticed, like when I have awareness of like parts of my body, it's not actually awareness through the sensation. I actually, even like when I'm sitting, it's like, I'm looking at it from where my eyes are, like my knee, I'm looking at it from where my eyes are. I'm not actually like going through my body to the sensation of the knee. And that's something I've been, and it's hard when I do walking meditation. Now I try and like, I like wear like a really big scarf, so I like can't see my legs at all. So that way I'm not like looking at them, I'm like feeling them. So the question I have is, I have a lot of back pain, and what was helpful with this was like taking the self out in terms of like, sensation, like these are like sensations without like a me that they're like damaging, or like it's not like they're like hurting me. This isn't like an injustice to me that I'm feeling this pain. But then I've also been using a lot of like self-compassion and equanimity to help manage the pain. And then at the end, when it got really strong, I tried to shift to that, but then that felt like they were not aligning, like the experience in the back through like no self, and then like trying to do self-compassion, like I couldn't, they didn't seem compatible. So I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, Violet. Really appreciate your observations and insights and the question too. Beautiful. So a couple of things. One is about what you shared about, oh, the CEO that notices, oh, there are other people in the room that are doing the work. So yeah, I trust you might have heard of this teaching of anatta, not self, that self is not what we take it to be. And there are ways that we can have insight into, wait, this self is a little actually different from this standard way we take it. And there's so many different ways to have insight into this nature of this not self or self being different. And what you just described is one way. So beautiful. This is just, this can be a very powerful way of seeing that can continue to open up for you. So continue to sit with it. let it flourish, including the way you're talking about with the back pain. Oh, it's sensations. It's just sensations being sensed, unpleasant of feeling tone is being sensed in and of itself, which can be very powerful again along the lines of anatta, not self. And then when you try to bring in self-compassion, it's like, wait a minute, these frames of reference aren't quite working. Exactly. So the way with this paradigm, self-compassion can work is that actually compassion, it's what I was leading in the meditation into, that freedom, this different shift in perspective actually has love and compassion in it. There's no giving of it to ourselves. So I invite this for you to kind of like sit with. And it may not be obvious right now, but it's like it's in the awareness of this sensation itself, there can be a sense of care and love in it without the reference of self. It's a different way of practicing. Does that kind of make sense a little bit?
So the awareness itself is the metta and compassion.
Yes, it's in there. It's infused. It's infused. Awareness infused with metta. No, yes. Both. Yeah. And yep. Yep. No self needed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Violet. Lovely. Nicholas, please.
Ah, good. I've been playfully exploring the when thinking arises, that contraction of, oh, you shouldn't be there. Why are you there? Why is that thought there? Why am I thinking? It's a very fast contraction. And your invitation, something playful came up, which is meeting that contraction with the question, says who? Who says you shouldn't be there? It's fun. It's fun. It's a nice little space there in that question.
Nice. So what I'm hearing is with the contraction of, oh, you shouldn't be thinking, then it's kind of like, oh, who says, who is the judgmental mind? Like, who is this? It's like kind of questioning this frame of reference, like, ah, it's bringing some humor, some gentleness. And oh, that question for you releases the frame of reference a little bit. And brings more freedom and ease. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely. And in that, there is compassion. There is love, because when self-judgment drops away, there in that ease, there's more metta inherently, even if we don't call it out. So I want to point that out to you to kind of notice that the next time. Lovely. I'm loving, Nicholas, you sharing this, as well as others sharing their ways, like Don sharing the physical, you know, the way he found the shifting of the perspective. So each of you finding your own way working with this. Lovely. So the time has come for us to practice in Sangha, such an important way to practice in small groups and share our reflections, share of ourselves, share our insights, and share our confusion, whatever it might be, and benefit from the wisdom of Sangha and be held witness and give and receive, because we don't wake up on our own, and things become even more clarified in this friendly way that we come together. So I will create the breakout rooms, and the invitation is, let's start with 30 seconds of silent metta for each other. Just 30 seconds of holding your people who are in your room, just with care, with eyes of friendliness. And then you can share anything you like, as little or as much as you wish about your practice. And I'm going to open the rooms now. Here we go. Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's good to see you. And I see some smiling faces, some smiles on your faces. So we have a couple of minutes for any reflections that came up, what you noticed. in your practice with Sangha, please, especially if you haven't spoken yet or recently, invite you to speak from your own experience. Please don't be shy. Can type in chat or raise your hand. Yes, Erica, please, and then Neil.
I can just share a quick thing. I shared this in my group as well. But as we were meditating, this group walked by and you could hear them laughing. And you know, usually when I hear people laughing, you know, I think like, oh, their joy, that's like distinct from my joy. And maybe I feel a little left out, or I feel like, oh, why is the joy? Why don't I ever have joy or whatever? You know? But because of the invitations in this meditation, I could like feel their joy, kind of like what Don was saying. It was like a kind of loose particles of joy, you know, that were not theirs, but were just available. And I felt like, oh, I like that joy is like available to me. I'm like participating in that joy. So that was nice. That was really nice.
Thank you for sharing that. I feel goosebumps as you share that. It just, this is the, what beautiful practice, that the power of this, you know, when the self isn't there, my joy, your joy, oh, it's joy. It's just, there's joy, and the heart, the mind, the heart mind, the chitta, awareness, consciousness can participate, can, instead of this self-reference. Thank you, Erica. That's lovely. Beautiful. Yay. Makes me happy. Gives me joy. Neil, please.
So, it's more than a 30-second answer, I fear. You know, I find myself thinking a lot about free will and self-determinism and such. And, you know, the more I think about lack of self and things are based on causes and conditions, you know, the more I feel, you know, yeah, I don't know, like, yeah, you know, yet I still find myself motivated to do things.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm kind of stuck there. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm going to give a 30-second answer to be continued. So the idea here is not that there is no self. That's not the teaching at all. And in fact, Nagarjuna said, if you take the emptiness teachings, if you take them from the wrong end, it's like taking a poisonous snake. Poisonous snake, if you grab it on the wrong end, so it leads to nihilism and confusion. So that's where we'll head. So it's not self, that there is no self. It's more complicated. Is that the self is, there is a self. You exist, of course you exist, and yet it's the. It's much more open, much more complicated, much more free. It's both. It's neither real nor non-real. Anyway, that's getting more than 30 seconds. But what can I say that could be helpful besides that? Yes, there is a self. The teaching is not a negation of self. And with the idea of free will. Yeah, Buddhism has a lot to, it kind of obviates the whole free will idea through, I mean, there's a lot, I've thought about this a lot, and there's a lot of writing that you can also find on the web. But the idea is there is, oh, this is going to be so much longer than 30 seconds. To be continued, Neil, to be continued. I can't. So. Let's continue this another time. This is 7:02. I do want to bring it to a close. I have so much to say about this, but we'll give a good Dharma talk about this sometime. Anyway, thank you all. Thank you so much for your questions, for your curiosity, for your practice, for your heart. May all beings be free, happy, joyous, including ourselves. Thank you for your practice. And now I will stop the recording.